Nationals unveiled its Blue Book of Brilliance, outlining a plan to make New Zealand a top performer in education. Reading, writing and maths would all have to be taught for an hour each day in primary and intermediate schools under a national government. National would also require regular, standardised, robust assessment in the three core subjects for students in late primary and intermediate. But Christopher Luxon insists this is not a return to the national standards of the John Key government. Here's our political editor, Jane Patterson.
What about you?
A physicist.
A physicist? My goodness.
Christopher Luxon laid out his aspirations for New Zealand education today, then heard from these children at Silverstream School about some of their own.
I want to be a vet or a...
He'd just wrapped up a speech to a local business audience where he said there was a major and urgent problem in New Zealand schools.
The results in education today are more than disappointing. They are more than frustrating. They are utterly unacceptable, and the government I lead will make it a priority to turn them around.
There'd be more support and higher expectations on teachers to be able to teach the basics effectively, and testing of students from year 3 to year 8 at least twice a year on the three core subjects with detailed reports to parents.
And this will provide something that we don't have at the moment, which is a reliable national picture of how New Zealand children are progressing at primary and intermediate school against the curriculum. And it will also provide data to principals, teachers and parents about how their kids are doing.
The Primary Teachers Union President Mark Potter says teachers need more funding and support to deal with increasingly complex needs in the classroom, not intensive testing and rigid guidelines.
It's like asking the All Blacks to have the goalposts painted a different colour of white and thinking you've made a change. There is nothing new in this. Schools have always focused on reading, writing and math.
Education Minister Jan Tinetti wants to know what kind of money National intends to spend on implementing its plan, which she says sounds a lot like the old national standards.
What they are saying is that they're expecting every young person to learn within their timeline. They're expecting to increase the number of standardised assessments for young people. That is what they have said today. That is smacks of National Standards Plus.
Mr. Luxon disagrees.
National standards were something quite different. And I'd just say to you, you know, it was really designed, it had some good parts, making sure parents knew where things were at. But the feedback from teachers was it was a massive, burdensome overload of workload on them.
The curriculum would also be rewritten to clearly lay out what a student should be taught and what their expectations of achievement would be. Minister Tinetti says there is a curriculum rewrite happening that's prioritising maths, English and science, with a view to finalising arts and language around 2026. She says putting a stop to this work would do more harm than good.
That is exactly what's going to disrupt teaching and learning in this country, and that would be one of the biggest disruptions that our young people would face. I hope that that's not what they would do.
National would also aim to return New Zealand students to the top 10 in the world in maths, reading and science, measured by the OECD's PISA rankings by 2033.
And joining us now is National's education spokesperson, Erica Stanford. Kia ora, Erica. In one sentence, what does brilliance look like?
It means that our children, when they get to high school, have every single opportunity to unlock all of the options available to them. Where we don't have 98% of Decile 1 kids failing a basic literacy and numeracy test. We want them to live the lives they want and have every chance to do that.
So an average of an hour reading, writing and maths a day at primary and intermediate, how could that work and how realistic is it?
I've been at schools up and down the country that do that already, and it is best practice. In fact, the Royal Society math report that the government commissioned about a year and a half ago had some really alarming statistics in it. It said that teachers are scheduling maths less often because they don't feel confident teaching the subject themselves. And that was by the surveys that they did, and they were told by teachers. So we know that what best practice looks like, and yet teachers, because they've been let down by initial teacher education and poor PLD over the last little while, means that they are scheduling maths less often. And it was said by the Royal Society of Math Report writers that we should be doing an hour of maths a day.
Okay, so that's maths, but you want an hour for each of these core subjects. And I'm just wondering where you got that figure from. Was there other evidence to suggest that that is the sweet spot?
There was. I mean, we looked at all of the evidence that, people like the Education Hub have put out as well, saying that, teachers are scheduling literacy less often as well. And when we take a look at all of the things that make up great literacy teaching, there's a lot in there. You know, there's writing and there's spelling and there's reading to kids and there's punctuation and there's spelling and there's a whole range of things. There's this, like, a structured literacy approach as well. So when you add all of that up, silent sustained reading, and it doesn't have to be done in a one-hour block. And we also know that reading and writing morph into each other. So, you know, over the course of the day, those things need to be focused on average, for a couple of hours as well.
So, Erica, just to be clear, if they were doing some reading, the students, of a science problem, for example, you would count that towards the one-hour reading, as well as if you set an exercise for the children to explicitly read a story.
We have to leave that up to schools and teachers. There's a number of things. Like, for example, in music, I know some amazing music teachers who teach math through reading music, you know, and clapping along to the beat and teaching them halves and quarters. So there's a number of ways you can do it. But look, the best schools that I've been into, low-decile schools who focus on literacy and numeracy for that period, usually they do it in the mornings because that's when the kids are at their best. Those are the kids who are excelling and have options and are at curriculum.
So you want to rewrite the curriculum, get rid of the learning bans that span multiple years, replace with yearly teaching goals for reading, writing and maths. And you will be aware of this. Already people are saying, ha, this looks like national standards by another name. So I don't want to get into that debate. My question to you is, how do you stop that debate capturing the discussion that you do want to have about new ideas around teaching?
We just have to draw a line in the sand and say there are a number of things about national standards that didn't work. And I've gone and talked to parents and teachers and academics and principals around the country to work out what they were. But there were some basic premises of national standards that, you know, were actually really good. The ideas behind them were good. And actually one of those things was having a clear pathway through the curriculum. Because if we don't have that, I'll tell you what happens. Teachers guess, and we know from the evidence, and the Ministry of Education has been told this, when teachers guess at kids' ability levels, they always underestimate, and what happens is that the potential of kids to learn is diminished, and that's why we're a year and a half behind in maths where we were in the year 2000.
Okay, so you have taken really the bits of national standards. You have taken the bits of national standards that you like and repackaged.
There are some things that sat in behind national standards that were really good. I don't think I'm the first to put my hand up and say, did we execute it well? No. And teachers and principals have told me very clearly what was wrong with national standards. But the premise behind it, which was, you know what, we have to have a clear guideline through the curriculum so that we can catch kids up and that we can extend kids. And we know how they're tracking is really important because parents deserve to know where their kids are at. Teachers need to know where kids are at so that they can adjust their teaching practices to keep them tracking through the curriculum.
Right.
And at a system level, if you've got no data as a government, how do you know where to put resource?
We're running out of time, so I would like some quick answers to a few questions.
Sure.
Do you commit to instituting this policy in your first year in government if you make it there?
There are parts of it that we can do quite quickly, yes, and there are some other parts that are going to take a little bit longer than a year.
How long do you expect it to be before you start to see results turn around?
I want to see results turning around in our first term.
Okay. Your leader praised teachers as brilliant, but referenced a general malaise in the education system and said that people would be shocked by how bad it is. So are teachers part of the problem or not? And the standard
teachers
of teachers?
Teachers have been let down. I tell you what, teachers have been let down by the system. Teachers are extremely passionate people who do their best to contextualise information to the kids in front of them and deliver an interesting, engaging lesson. But they have been let down by a system that has not given them access to good content knowledge at initial teacher education, and a government that's focused on all sorts of weird PLD, but not math and not literacy, when all the evidence is clear. Teachers feel unsupported in those areas and they need more support, and we are going to give it to them.
Appreciate your time this evening. That's National's Education Spokesperson, Erica Stanford. It is 17 minutes after 5. Do stay with us. You're listening to Checkpoint on RNZ National, and we'd love your feedback on that. 2101 on text. You can tweet us at Checkpoint RNZ. So there would be annual testing, basically, and criteria for kids to meet, and benchmarks for how many children have to reach that level in maths, reading and writing. What do you think of their proposal?